rivers in the desert. May be blessed as you listen in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, Lord, we give you praise. God, we make a way. If you can pray, he can. He will make a way for you. God can prevail when others fail. He can. He will surely see you through. If you must wait, please do not faint. He can. Delays not denial. God's gonna make a way. He will make a way. He's gonna make a way. God will make.
God's
gonna make a way. God, we make a way.
If you can pray, if you can pray, he can.
He will make a way for you. God can prevail.
God can prevail.
Well, others fail.
Well, others fail. He can.
He will surely. Will surely see you
through.
If you must wait,
if you must wait,
please do not faint,
please do not faint.
He can. With no delays, no denial.
Delays, no denial. God's gonna make a way.
He's gonna make a way. A way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see.
He will make a way for you.
He will be my guide. Hold me closely to him with love and strength.
With love and strength for this new day.
He will make a way. God will make a way. God's gonna make a way. In our lives, in our family, in our homes.
He's gonna make a way.
God will make a way.
God's gonna make a way.
Oh Lord, with the clay, he's gonna make a way for us.
Make a way for you.
One more time, let's take his arms and
God's gonna make a way.
In our situation, he's gonna make a way.
He's gonna make a way.
God will make a way.
God's gonna make a way.
He's gonna make a way.
Make a way.
God can
make a way.
God can
make a way.
Make a way.
Yes, he can.
Yes, he can.
Make a way.
Make a way.
God can
make a way.
God.
I don't know about you. This season, God is going to make a way for me. This season, God is going to make a way for me. Where there seems to be no way, the way himself will make a way for me. The way himself will make a way for me. Where there seems to be no way. I don't know about you. Will make a way for me. Where there seems to be no way. Stand to your feet and lift your hands to heaven. Lift your hands to him. Lift your hands to Jehovah Elohim. Lift your hands to the Most High God. Lift your hands to him and declare, Father, I worship you. I
acknowledge
that you are going to make a way for me. That you are going to make a way.
You will believe and agree with me that he's going to make a way for you. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19. Isaiah chapter 43, or you can take it from verse 18. Let somebody say with me, Isaiah chapter 43. Verses 18 and 19. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 and 19. Okay, let's read it together. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Amen. He said to you clearly that he will do a new thing. That you should not consider the things of old. The things of the old, we advise you that things have been same. How do I know that he's going to make a way? But God said, I will do a new thing. Not only that, he said, I will make a way, a road in the wilderness. You know how the wilderness looks like? Very difficult place. God said, in that difficult situation, I will make a way for you. He said, he will put rivers in the desert. Desert is a very dry place. It will take a divine intervention, a miracle, for you to find water in the desert. But God said, I will make rivers in the deserts. In the deserts of your life, God will make rivers.
Amen.
In the desert of your situation, God will provide rivers.
Amen.
God will provide rivers.
Amen.
Where there seems to be no way, the way himself will make a way for you.
Amen.
This season, he will make a way for you.
Amen.
I say this year, he will make a way for you.
Amen.
He will do a new thing.
Amen.
Say, God will do a new thing. God will make a road in my wilderness. God will place rivers in my deserts. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord.
You said as we are spoken in your ear, so you will do to us. We have agreed with your word, with the written word, and with the prophetic word, that you will do a new thing. You will do a new thing. Father, fulfill this word this season. By your zeal and by your power. By your anointing, by your spirit. Have you not said in your word, Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6, that it's not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? You shall become plain. Father, by your spirit, you will do a new thing in our life. This season, by your spirit, you will make a road in our wilderness. By your spirit, you will place rivers in our deserts. Rivers in our deserts. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, because there shall be performance. Grant utterance to your word. Grant faith to the receivers. In the name of Jesus, glorify your name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. You may please be seated. Shake hands with your neighbor and declare God will do a new thing in your life and in my life. In Jesus' name. Turn your Bible with me to Acts chapter 3. My season of change has come. Amen. Acts chapter 3. We are studying somebody who experienced a season of change. Someone here experienced a season of change. You too, you will this season experience a season of change. Amen. Verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer. At what hour? The hour of prayer. We are in that hour now. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple. Who sent Peter and John about to go into the temple asked for alms, and fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, "Look at us." So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Let somebody say, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I will arise and walk into my destiny. In Jesus' name." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. I speak strength to someone here this morning. Receive strength where you are weak. Amen. Receive strength where you are weak. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Receive strength to conceive. Amen. Receive strength to give back your miracle. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Verse 6. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple for the first time in his life. I say God will do a new thing in your life. Amen. For the first time in his life, this guy entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. Your own story also shall change today. Amen. This season, your story shall change. Amen. For good and for the glory of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Your stature shall change. Amen. For good, for the glory of God. Amen. Your position shall change. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And then they knew that it was he who started begging alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. God will do something that will make people to wonder and be amazed. Amen.
in the mighty name of Jesus. Verse 16. And in his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. How was this guy able to receive his miracle? Through faith in his name. Let somebody say, through faith in the name of Jesus. True faith in the name of Jesus. So when you are praying, always be praying in the name of Jesus, because it is through that name you are going to receive your miracle. It is also confirmed also in Acts chapter 4 verse 12 that there is no other name given among men whereby we might be saved except the name of Jesus. So let the name of Jesus Christ be your song, be your lift constantly for you to receive constant miracle. Let's go to verse 19. Verse 19. Repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Your time of refreshing will come this season. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We see from that story of the lame man, a study of the lame man advises us that the man was lame from his mother's womb. In this dispensation, they will say the man is disabled. The man is disabled. Disabled means that he doesn't have ability, didn't have ability to do certain things. He didn't have ability to walk. He didn't have ability to do things that other men are doing in his life. So it was a terrible situation that he found himself. Not of his own making. The Bible says, right from his mother's womb, he was lame. Right from his mother's womb, his destiny has been manipulated. His destiny has been affected. Right from his mother's womb, his destiny has been changed. Whatever happened to your destiny, there will be a reversal today in the name of Jesus. Amen. The Lord will divinely intervene in the name of Jesus. We had this, I've mentioned the testimony of the story of some children when they are born. The Juju priest will come and buy their placentas, the house where they were housed when they are in the womb, or the second part of the baby. They will buy it, they will make some chance with it. So everything about the destiny of the child has been changed. Somebody else will be using that destiny to get stars, to get promotion, to get prosperity. So many people are like that. But the power of God that was able to deliver the layman is still available today. That power of God will turn the situation around for you in the name of Jesus. Amen. So the guy was disabled, number one. The guy could not worship God. That's another pathetic situation about this man. He could not go to the temple to worship God. He could not come in like other people like this into the temple. He was forbidden from entering into the house of God. You remember we said that when you go to the house of God, it's in the house of God that God commanded blessing. He couldn't go to the place, to the location whereby he can receive blessing. He can receive grace. It was as terrible as that. He couldn't fellowship with other people of God. So the second point about his serious situation is that he could not worship God as others were doing. He was like a condemned criminal constrained to a room for life. He couldn't go forward. He remained the same spot. He couldn't go in. Other people are passing through the beautiful gate into the temple to worship God, to rejoice, to celebrate God, but to hear the laws of God that will change their life, that will prosper them, but he couldn't do it. Number three that we discover about this layman is that he could not have education as others are having education and are getting
better in the statutes of life, but this guy could not have normal education like other people because he was condemned to the same spot. Number four, we discovered about this man that he couldn't marry. Even if he want to marry, who will want to marry a lame man? Which sister would want to say, I'm ready to marry you. I'm ready to stay with you at the front of the beautiful gate. Hallelujah. He couldn't marry because he was lame. Number five, he could not have free friends and relatives. All his friends and relatives, they deserted him. His condition is as serious as that. He didn't have friends again. The relations, they've gone their way because of his situation. Number six that we discover about this man is that he was very poor. That he has to be begging. He was very poor. So somebody that is very poor, he lacked accommodation, he lacked food. Let somebody say thank you for Jesus. So do you now realize why you shouldn't complain before God? Because when you see some people's situation, you will very, very much thank God. Praise God. Praise Jesus. A beggar, it is a beggar wears rags. It's the clothes we wear out on his body. Nobody to come and change for him. His situation was as serious as that. He was very poor. No clothing, no food. He couldn't eat the food that he likes. So here we can eat any food that we like. We can throw food away. Once we see a cloth getting fading a bit, we say it's too bad for me to wear. You know, you change it. But this guy's situation is very terrible. This guy also resigned to fate. Because no one is able to help him, he had to resign to fate. His situation is even more terrible than the sick man at the Bethesda gate. The sick man at the Bethesda gate, in John chapter 5, his own is still good a bit. He is only sick for 38 years. 38 years. Only. He's only sick for 38 years. And his own is better because the pool where he could get his miracle is close to him. But he still has hope that maybe somebody one day will come and carry him into that pool that you make him to behold, you know. But the lame man, nobody will be ready to carry him to the house of God because he was forbidden in entering the house of God as a lame man. So that's why I said the man in John chapter 5 is still better than this guy. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the man was a man that you can call a man of great reproach without any reference to his lineage. And that's why they call him a certain man. They couldn't even identify his name. They didn't even know his name as to record it for us in the scripture. It was as bad as that. Unlike Jesus Christ, they described the lineage of Jesus Christ beautifully. They were able to trace the lineage of Jesus Christ to David, to Abraham, and to Adam, and to God. But as for this certain man, he was a man, he was a nameless man, no name. No name, no lineage, no tribe. His reproach was too much. So if you now compare the little challenge you are having with this man, you know that your own is no problem at all.
Let someone say, my challenge is no problem at all. Hallelujah. So we see that this man's situation is so bad I couldn't go to the place where he could receive help.
God has to send help to him. He couldn't go to the place where he could receive help because he was disabled. He was forbidden entering to the temple of God. God have to one day send help to him. It's a situation whereby we won't pray, any of us will find ourselves in that situation. Because people in that category, it takes a long time before they get divine intervention. If you have a problem and you can quickly walk to where your solution is, it will be sorted out on time. But a study of the scripture shows that somebody in this kind of situation, whereby he couldn't help himself, it always takes a long time. Look at this, the man in John chapter 5 also. It took 38 years because he couldn't help himself. So also this guy, lame, couldn't help himself. Over 40 years of age, he couldn't help himself. I pray that God, if God has to send help to you to sort you out, this season, he will send help to you in Jesus' name. There are three ways whereby God can help you. Like this layman, God has to send help unto him. God has to come to where he is. At another particular instance, the case of Saul of Tarsus, who became Paul the Apostle, God has to meet him on the way. It was on the way, in between. God has to meet him on the way. He was going. God has to meet him on the way to Damascus. He has to encounter God. And when he encounter God, God has to say, okay, I will send a disciple to you, but go to somewhere where I will send Ananias, my disciple, to you. And that way that God can help you is when God now say, go to a certain place. And that place is where you will get your help from. Hallelujah. In Psalms 20, verse 1. Psalms 20, verse 1. Psalms 20, verse 1. The psalmist says, may the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice. Amen. So I pray the same prayer for you. May God send help unto you today. May God send help to you from sanctuary. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. He asked Naaman to go to where his help will be. He asked Naaman to go to Elisha the prophet. Naaman was a made-up man. He was a great general in the army of the Lord. But the only reproach in his life is that he was a leper. God said that he should go to where he will get his help from Elisha the prophet. So there are different ways God can send help to you. But our situation is like that of Jabez. We conclude with the story of Jabez. In 1 Chronicles chapter 4, let's look at the story of Jabez before we go to pray this morning. I want us to pray a bit. 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Jabez, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you will bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand will be with me, and that you will keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. Jabez was still able to call upon the God of Israel, as you too have the ability to call on the God of Israel. And the Bible says at the end of the story that God granted his request, what he requested.
this day, as you cry to God, may God grant your request in Jesus' name.
Jabez was surrounded by people that are nobody. If you read the early account from verses 5, and you begin to read the names of people that are friends around Jabez, they are people that are nobody. They are people that are, they have one issue or the other. For example, one of the names of people around Jabez at that time is Hela. Hela means rubbish. So he was nobody. Another person from that scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 is Sobeba. Sobeba. Sobeba in Hebrews means go slow. In other words, he was always, you know, he like a snail. Something, you know, he's supposed to achieve at the age of 20, it will be maybe 50 that he will be getting close to it. Sobeba. That was people around him. Another person is Ahazel. Ahahel, which means behind. Mr. Last. Mr. Last. You know, that's the kind of people around him. They were sharing about a boy, the son of two professors, but he was always last in his class. When they do exam, he will be the last. His parents said, what's wrong with this guy? Mother and father, they are very brainy. So why should our son be like this? They got tutor for him. They got teachers for him. Nothing happened. He will still be last in the class until he encountered the God of Israel. They were having program and their destiny crossed that of Jehovah, and he prayed for the boy. Guess what? The next time he did the exam, he came first. And the teachers was wondering, how come? Even if you get a miracle, you will be second from the last. How come you first? He must have cheated. So the teacher sat with him, gave him another exam, sat with him. They say, it's not you. Somebody must have done this. And they sat with him and made sure he was the one that wrote the exam. The same thing he got first. He said, what has happened to you? He said, it's a miracle. It's the work of God. Suddenly, God turned his situation around from Mr. Last to Mr. First. Your own story will change this season. Yeah. Let someone say, there is hope for me. My destiny is going to change by the power of God. And that's why as we pray tonight, this afternoon, you need to pray desperate prayer like Jabez did. You need to pray destiny-changing prayers. Destiny-changing prayer. Desperate prayers. You need to pray desperate prayer. God's power is still available to change your story. God's power is still available to change your situations. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 says, I know the thought that I think towards you. Thought of good, not of evil. To give you an expected end. God has a good future for every one of his children. And God said there will be a turnaround. If you believe him, according to Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 34 to 36, and in Job chapter 4, verse 7 to 9, Job chapter 14, chapter 14, verse 7 to 9, the Bible says there is a hope for a tree. Though it be cut down, it will spring again. Let someone say, my destiny will spring forth again. In the name of Jesus. So, verse 7, Job 14. For there is hope for a tree, if it is cut down, that it will sprout again, and that its tender shoot will not cease. Though its root may grow whole in the earth, and its stem may die in the ground, yet at the scent of water, it will bud and bring forth branches like a plant. There is hope for you,
my brother. There's hope for you, my sister. This season, the Lord will change your story. The Lord will intervene for you. So what do I need to do in this season of change? I will list them as we go to pray. Number one, have faith that this is your season of change. Have what? Have faith. When Jesus was passing by and Bartimaeus heard about it, he believed that his season of change has come. He believed God and began to cry to Jesus. So have faith that your season of change has come. This is the prophetic year that God has said he will do a new thing. And that also desperate prayers will receive quick answers. Your prayer will receive quick reply.
Amen.
It will receive quick answer.
Amen.
No prince of Persia will be able to hinder your prayer.
Amen.
Anymore in the name of Jesus. Number two of the 5 points you need to take note of in this season of change, you need to pray destiny-changing prayers. Destiny-changing prayer, a prayer that is fervent, that is persistent, that is based upon the word of God, upon the counsel of God, that is strategic. You need to pray destiny-changing prayers constantly, regularly. Number three, let the Holy Spirit lead you to do something uncommon, to take step of faith.
God will ask you to take some step of faith, do something uncommon. I think it was in a recent open heaven. God might lead you to find out from your family, why should a kind of scenario be common in your family? When if you know that the scenario is identifiable with your family, why is it so? You need, maybe God will lead you to do some research. Maybe God will lead you to do some things. You know, God will lead you as you pray. Maybe God will lead you to do some restitution. Let the Holy Spirit lead you to do something uncommon. Number four of the 5 points, beware of sin, especially anger, unforgiveness, compromise, and unfaithfulness. Beware of sin, especially anger, unforgiveness, compromise, and unfaithfulness. Hallelujah. And the last point, be full of praise and thanksgiving. Be full of praise and thanksgiving. You've heard about the story of the certain lame man. He was born lame from his mother's womb. Your own story is cannot be compared with this one. So whatever be your situation, be full of praise and thanksgiving. Praise God. Let's stand to our feet as we take some prayer points. Your first prayer point will be, Father, thank you for bringing me to my season of change. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me to my season of change. I want you to thank God by faith that, Lord, I thank you for bringing me to my season of change. Instrumentalist, let's raise a worship unto God. Instrumentalist, thank you for bringing me to my season of change. Father, I thank you. I thank you for bringing me to my season of change. I thank you. This is my season of change. I believe that you are going to indeed do new things in my life. You are going to do new things in my situation. You are going to make a way for me. You are going to make rivers in my desert. You are going to make a road in the wilderness for me. Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing me to my season of change. I thank you. I bless you for bringing me to my season of favor. I thank you. I thank you for bringing me to my season of change. Season that you will send help to me, that you make me to meet with help, that you make me to encounter helpers of destiny, as the layman encounter helpers of destiny. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. You say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I confess I repent from any form of sin in my life.
have mercy. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse me from all unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I confess, I repent from any form of sin. Sin of commission, sin of omission, unclean thoughts, Lord, every sin of wrong actions, wrong statements. Father, I repent. Please have mercy. Please forgive me. Cleanse me from all sins, all unrighteousness, by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus. Bro da lege bro. Bro da yega ba. Yeka to lega bra da lege broski. Lege ke reboski. Bra da lega bro. Bro da lega brande. Yeka ta lege broski. Thank you, Lord. Me la de lega broski. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. In Acts chapter 4, verse 12. The Bible says, Acts chapter 4, verse 12. No, that's not 22, please. Acts chapter 4, verse 22. The Bible says, for the man was over 40 years old, on whom this miracle of healing has been performed. He was over 40 years old. The lame man was over 40 years old. He was in that situation for over 40 years. Until out of mercy, God intervened in his life. Out of mercy, God sent help unto him. So you will pray, say, Father, out of your mercy, this particular season, wipe out every form of reproach in my life. In the name of Jesus. Out of your mercy, oh God. This season, this particular season, out of your mercy, Father, wipe out every form of reproach in my life. Wipe them out. Wipe them out. Out of your mercy. Wipe them out. Out of mercy, oh God, you wipe out all the reproaches in the life of the lame man. He was over 40 years in that situation. But a day came that he encountered your mercy. He encountered your mercy. Lord, in a single day, you wiped out about 10 forms of reproaches. About 10 major reproaches in his life. You wiped them out. Out of your mercy. Wipe out, oh God. Wipe out, oh God. Every form of reproach in my life. Out of your mercy. Wipe out every form of reproach in my life. In the name of Jesus. Father, it is you will be merciful unto whom you will be merciful. Be merciful unto me, oh God. Be merciful unto me. Cry to God. Father, be merciful. Out of your mercy, wipe out every form of reproach in my life. This season, this particular season, wipe them out. Wipe them out. Wipe them out. In the mighty name of Jesus. Wipe them out. Wipe them out. Wipe them out. Wipe them out. Out of your mercy. Wipe them out. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. That Psalm 20 says, God will send you help from the sanctuary. God indeed sent help unto this lame man whose situation was nearly 100% hopeless. Nearly 100% hopeless because he couldn't move. We had to receive his miracle. Friends and relations have deserted him. But out of God's mercy, God sent help unto him from the sanctuary. You will say, Father, one way or the other, let me encounter your supernatural help this season in my life. One way or the other, let me encounter your supernatural help, your supernatural intervention
one way or the other, let me experience your supernatural help. Send help unto me, O God. One way or the other, let me encounter your supernatural help. In the name of Jesus. Either you make me to connect with my helper, or you make the helper to come unto me. Either you connect me with my helper, so God, or you make me to encounter my helper. Father, one way or the other, let me encounter your supernatural help. This season, this particular season, that you said you will do a new thing, let me encounter your supernatural help. Father, let me encounter your supernatural help. Let me encounter your supernatural help. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let me encounter your supernatural help. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let me encounter your supernatural help. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let me encounter your supernatural help. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. The miracles that Dilema encounter can be said to be seven major miracles. He became whole. He was able to go to the temple for the first time in his life. His friends and relations, they came back unto him. He will be able to get good jobs. His position, status will change. So you will cry to God. You say, Father, God of the lame man, you made the lame man whole. Let me also receive seven major miracles in my life this year in the name of Jesus. Let me experience seven major miracles this year, this season, oh God. You are the Lord that changed the story of the lame man. You are the Lord that granted seven major miracles to the lame man, oh God. Father, you changed his story, oh God. He was able to go to worship God. His lameness was removed. Lord, he was no longer lame. Father, Lord, he was no longer stagnated in life. Father God, let me experience seven major miracles this year. Even this season, oh God, seven major miracles. In the mighty name of Jesus. Meseke bro do lega brandi. Repo shiken remakashini. Blessed be your name, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. You can see that this God can make impossibility possible. And Luke 1:37 says with him, nothing shall be impossible. So you will cry to God, you will say, Father, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, I declare, whatever is seemingly impossible will become possible for me this season. In the name of Jesus, I declare they will become possible for me. God of Abraham, call him by his name. He's the God of possibilities. You are the Lord of possibilities. Whatever is seemingly impossible for me, I declare them possible. I declare they will become possible for me this season. This season they will become possible. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. They will become possible. Go ahead and pray that God of Jabez, you are my God. You remain the same. Let all my requests and prayer this evening be granted. Let them be granted. Let them be granted. You granted all the prayers and requests of Jabez. Let all my prayers and requests before you be granted. In the mighty name of Jesus, let them be granted. Let them be granted. Let them be granted. Let them be granted.
Go ahead and declare, Father, this is my season of change. This is my season of change to your glory. I declare this my season of change to your glory. In the name of Jesus, I declare joy. I declare victory. I declare progress. I declare prosperity. I declare fruitfulness. I declare good success. I declare healing and health. This is my season of change to your glory and praise. Father, this is my season. Remember, God said you shall declare a thing and it shall be established unto you. You shall declare a thing and it shall be established unto you. Declare that, God, this is my season of change. I declare victory. Concerning this battle of life, I declare victory. I declare joy instead of sorrow. Joy shall replace every sorrow. I declare fruitfulness. I shall be fruitful. I shall multiply. I shall replace the earth. I declare prosperity. I declare good success. I declare healing and health for my body, my soul and spirit. I declare healing and health. I declare healing ahead. I declare answer prayers. In the mighty name of Jesus, I shall experience progress this season. I shall experience promotion. I shall experience favor. In the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to thank God for answer prayer. Say, Father, I thank you for answer prayer. Father, I thank you. I will be one of the first to testify of your goodness. I thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, that this will indeed be our season of change. I decree that all the requests of your children be granted. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let this season, O Lord God of Israel, the God that worked miracles in the life of the lame man, was lame for over 40 years, you are still the same God. We pray that you do new things in our lives. Amen. This season. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Do new things, O God, in the life of your people. Amen. Let this season be indeed our season of change. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. When Thanksgiving comes on first Sunday of next month, you shall have testimony. You shall have testimonies. In the mighty name of Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. And we present all these requests of prayer requests of your children before you. Answer them, Lord, by fire. Answer them, Lord, by fire. Answer them, Lord, by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let us continue to abide in your glory. Let us continue to abide in your love. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the people of God say, Amen. God bless you. You may be seated.